Tomorrow night, the New England Patriots play the Houston Texans in a playoff football game in Foxborough. Oddsmakers favor the Pats by 15.5 points, one of the most lopsided set of odds in football playoff history. The game is already being predicted by some as a snoozer. Joining us this morning is ESPN analyst Mike Reese, who can tell us if there will be any actual drama in this game. Good morning, Mike Reese, and thanks a lot for coming in so early in the morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, should we be excited by this game, or is this an easy step toward the Patriots going to the Super Bowl?
Well, I don't think it's ever easy in football, Bob, and it probably depends on one's perspective. You know, growing up in the region, I remember a playoff game, whether it was home or away, was always something to be celebrated, but maybe because of the Patriots' recent success and all these playoff games they've had, maybe it's easier to take it for granted. But these games are never easy.
So if you're a coach, Bill Belichick, how do you keep the team from being overconfident and focused on this weekend's game instead of games down the road?
Well, maybe a good example for him would be to go back to 2010. If you recall, the Patriots were in a similar situation. They had a 14-2 record, and they had just beaten the month before the New York Jets 45-3, and the New York Jets were coming back for a playoff game at home for the Patriots, and a lot of people said, this is going to be an easy game for the Patriots. And what happened? The New York Jets came in and shocked them, 28-21. That's a great example for Bill Belichick to highlight to his players that anything can happen.
Which is a perfect example for him to play off this season, considering the Pats rolled over the Texans earlier this season, 27-0 in Foxborough. But the Texans today are not the same team they were then. They are improved.
They are improved, but I should mention they're not at the Patriots level. This is a game the Patriots should win. The whole focus for them now is to play their best. And we've seen enough examples, Bob, where, you know what, the best team doesn't always win that day because they don't bring their A game. Specifically for Houston, in that game in Week 3, they had two fumbled kickoff returns that the Patriots turned into touchdowns. They look to be a little bit better in that area of the game, so the Patriots will probably have to try to find another way to make them make mistakes.
The Texans have a pretty good defense. Of course, they have a former Pats nose tackle, big Vince Wilfork, right up front to help stop the run, etc. What do the Pats need to do to keep their offense moving against an occasionally, at least occasionally, stingy defense?
I always start with the big guys up front, the offensive linemen, the five guys that Tom Brady likes to make sure are well-fed so they're ready for the game, the 300-pound guys, because when you think of the games that the Patriots have lost in recent memory, like their last playoff game in Denver last year, what was the reason they lost? It was the offensive line didn't play well. Or going back to the Super Bowl, the first one against the Giants in the 2007 season, why did the Patriots lose that game when they couldn't pull off that perfect season? Their offensive line had the worst day that they could have had. So if that offensive line plays the way it's supposed to play, they should be able to move the ball a little bit on the Texans, and that's been a strong point for them this year.
All right, if you had to pick a key for the Pats beyond the things that we've talked about, what would it be?
Well, I think special teams is one aspect of the game, the field goal unit, the punting unit that can always be overlooked in playoff football. But you go back to the Week 3 game against the Texans, and the Patriots really made them drive the whole field. They pinned them back deep in their own territory, where Houston's average field position start was their own 18-yard line. In turn, the Patriots' own average start was the 40-yard line. So when you have a 22-yard advantage in terms of where you start your drive, those yards can really make a big difference in the game. So I think that field position aspect of the game and how the Patriots play on special teams is a big X factor.
I want to ask about Tom Brady. What's going on in his mind? Because, of course, the end of the season for him comes after the beginning of the season when he missed four games because of the Deflategate suspension. He doesn't talk about it much, if at all, but is he fired up, do you think, because of that, even though he's been kind of silent about it?
Yeah, he doesn't use that external motivation. I think what he's fired up about is just the idea of chasing that Super Bowl ring, another Super Bowl ring. And what is amazing statistic as it relates to Tom Brady is that this is going to be his 32nd career playoff game. No player in the history of the game has played more. And when you think about it, that's actually two extra seasons of football. If you have a 16-game regular season, he's played 32 postseason games in addition to that, which is remarkable. Players that I talked to this week are just amazed by that and how he continues to sort of keep the flame ignited and so motivated to get that Super Bowl ring.
Bottom line, quickly, you expect the Patriots to beat the Texans tomorrow night in Foxborough.
I do. I think it'll be a close game, Bob, into the fourth quarter, and then they'll pull away.
ESPN analyst Mike Reese, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. We'll talk to you again after the game.
Thank you.